The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Happy, happy new year and welcome into Texans Extra Points. So happy that you're with us. Drew Doherty here, you're as your host, and I've got some heavy hitters here with me today. A powerhouse panel, John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, Sean Pendergast of Sports Radio 610 and the Houston Press. Guys, good to have you here. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff in just a moment, but first, we got to get into the news of the week in Houston Texans land, and the playoffs almost are upon the Texans. They win tomorrow, it's a certainty. And if they lose, nine other things have to happen for them not to get in. But nevertheless, J.J. Watt and company know that tomorrow has a lot riding on it.
It's the last regular season game in front of our home crowd. It's a chance to clinch a division. There's a lot to play for, and we're really looking forward to the opportunity.
And for the first time since the New England Patriots game, Brian Hoyer is going to start at quarterback for the Texans. He's suiting up tomorrow. He's ready to go and discussed what's next.
As a competitor and as an athlete, you know, you want to get back out there. And I think, you know, like I said, taking the precaution, waiting the right time, and now get a chance to get out there and be with my teammates on Sunday.
Jacksonville comes to town, losers in four of their last five games. But don't tell Bill O'Brien about those recent struggles. He thinks Jacksonville is going to be a challenge.
I believe that Jacksonville is a very good football team. I really don't care what their record is. They're much improved. Offensively, they've got a lot of weapons, got a really good young quarterback. Defensively, a lot of speed.
Okay, we got Sean here. We got John here. Guys, from 2-5 in late October to 8-7 now on the edge of the playoffs, many, many things have had to happen for that to occur. But what stands out most to you for that turnaround?
I think the biggest thing, Drew, is when this team has won football games, and especially over the 6-2 string that they're on right now, they've just played cleaner football. When they started out 2-5, double-digit penalties were a routine thing every week. They were making mistakes on special teams also, and they weren't tackling very well. I think those are the three biggest things, just cleaning up special teams, tackling much better on defense, not giving up free yards to the other team, and eliminating the silly penalties.
Chronicle has a story coming out Sunday that says Dale Robertson has done a lot of research. They're the only team that started four quarterbacks, playoff team, started four, and all of them have won a game. Unprecedented in history. Well, we're going back to like 1950. That's what stands out to me.
It's amazing, too, because DeAndre Hopkins has caught 100 yards passing from all four of those guys who started a game. Now, one thing that Bill O'Brien mentioned earlier in the week, one of those changes, he kind of got quiet along with the coordinators and the assistant coaches at practice. He said, during 11-on-11, we stopped talking and made them communicate. How much do you think that plays a role in what we've seen in this turnaround, John?
See, how much the players think it meant. And they all acted like they put more on them, which made them concentrate more and pay more attention, and the coaches observed and then coached them when the play was over. So they think it had something to do with it, so I guess it did.
You know, that was a role. Benching Raheem Moore, that played a part in it. Getting rid of Ryan Mallett. You know, Bill O'Brien has had to go back on decisions that he made early, and that's maybe one of the good things that's made him such a leader this year.
Yeah, I think that's a sign of any good leader, is the ability to change and adapt and admit that you made mistakes. And I think that was one of the big things, too, is that Bill O'Brien realized that he made a mistake early in the season by benching Brian Hoyer as soon as he did, being a little bit impatient with that. So, you know, in terms of the credit that Bill O'Brien deserves, look, he certainly deserves some of the blame for the early start because of the changes, but he's done a lot of things right through this 8-game stretch.
Drew, they also, when the leadership council went to him and asked him if he could get them out a little earlier, they could make better use of their time, he said, okay, but we're going to put on pads once a week. They've been playing in shells. They said, fine. And that helped pick up the intensity level.
What have you thought about him as far as growing as a leader since he's gotten here?
He admits that he's made mistakes. He admits that he's learned, and that's good. Because some coaches, my way or the highway. One of the things they said about Chip Kelly getting fired, he was inflexible. He didn't have any relationship with his players. It was all business. And O'Brien has that leadership council, County Arian Foster, there'd be 12, and he meets with them every Friday morning, and they tell him what they think, and he listens.
Yeah, it's been pretty remarkable, this turnaround, because I think you guys were on the show right after that game, and I said, hey, Texans can make the playoffs, and you had a pretty funny joke that we can't share on the air. But it's amazing the turnaround that's happened. So, go back to that October 25th day after the 43-26 shellacking, 44-26 shellacking.
Yeah, but ironically, if you ask a lot of the players and coaches, they see that game as a turning point. You know, the fact, and we laughed at the time, but the fact that they took some pride in winning the second half of that game. A lot of the guys. I think both teams probably that game. Maybe trace it back to that second half. The Texans and the Dolphins. The way their seasons have gone.
Wouldn't they like to have another shot at Miami?
Yeah, in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's not going to happen because those guys far out of the playoffs. All right, we've got much more to get to in this one, but first we check in with John Harris, who has his weekly By the Numbers segment.
4-1. That's the Texans' current record versus the AFC South as they've swept the Titans, split with the Colts. They could sweep the Jaguars with a win on Sunday at NRG Stadium. A victory would push their division mark to 5-1 and their overall record to 9-7. 30. That's the total number of rushing yards the Texans defense allowed last Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. That suffocating effort was the best mark of the season for Houston. 11. DeAndre Hopkins has 11 touchdown catches this season. Earlier this month, he broke Andre Johnson's franchise best mark of 9 scores in a year. And Hopkins can add to that number if he hauls in another touchdown tomorrow afternoon against the Jags. I'm John Harris, and this is By the Numbers.